my arm, yeah?
Go ahead.
We're not on yet, are we?
Not yet. Go ahead with our stuff.
Which is?
Announcements and birthdays.
Case. Good morning, everyone. I want to share with you, I saw my first robin this morning. I was so happy. It's coming. Spring is coming, I know. First of all, I'd like to share some birthdays that we have today in our church this week. Bonnie Humphrey, Kylie Hayes, Molly Thurnell, our Kevin Cohn, and Lucy Dowling.
So can we do birthdays since Kevin's here?
Yes. Cha-cha-cha. And we have an anniversary today. Al and Tammy DeMott. How many years, Al? 43? Maybe we could sing happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Some announcements I have this morning. Easter flower sign-up sheets are in the narthex. If you'd like to donate flowers for Easter Sunday and have a dedication to that you'd like to put in the bulletin, please sign up by the end of March 30th. Or you could call the office and let them know too. Flowers may be delivered to the church after Good Friday service on April 2nd. The Lentinel devotional books are now available in the back in the narthex. Be sure to pick one up for yourself, your neighbor, a friend. They are also available outside in our little information box, and it seems like they've become very popular with our people that perhaps can't make it to church on Sunday. They're very good reading, and they're very interesting. Our grief share class will be held in Wesley Hall on March 15th, at 6 p.m. The newsletter that we publish once a month, the deadline will be Monday, March 22nd. There is a Lenten Bible study group that meets on Wednesdays at 2 o'clock here in Wesley Hall. And you are more than welcome to come and join. It's a fun group and just a lot of discussion and we'd love to have anybody come that would like to join us. And don't forget our Thursday at 10 group. The coffee pot is always on. The cookies are always fresh. You can bring knitting or a craft project. Or if I would come, I would bring none of those because I'm not very talented that way. But I would like to invite people to come for the socializing with our friends. We have an upcoming food pantry, pop-up pantry, in Croswell. It'll be this Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Valiant Ministries. We have a prayer concern update with Claire, and I think Pastor Sue would like to share that with us.
Claire went in for surgery on Monday. They did take her kidney and some of the lymph nodes. They did find some cancer in the lymph nodes. They are going to do radiation. I'm not sure when that's going to start, but continued prayer for Claire, but also for the family.
Okay. Thank you. And today I had a special announcement that I wanted to share with the kids, but it's just me today. What I want to talk about are potatoes. Our Sunday school class has taken up the cross, as it is, for collecting pennies for potatoes. Now, we have the children, of course, are not in Sunday school right now, but the marketing team and I decided that we could all save our pennies at home. I chose to put mine in a water bottle. For each penny that is collected, we get one potato. Now, if I could go to the grocery store and buy potatoes for a penny apiece, that would be a deal. So this is a very good fundraiser for our church to be all of us to be involved in. Even those on the air can join in. Save your pennies. Every so often we'll have an announcement to bring your pennies in. And if you can't bring them in, if the five-gallon pail is way too heavy, call us, and Jim would be more than happy to go pick that up for us. So thank you for the listening to our plead for potatoes. Save the pennies, preferably not the potatoes. Save the pennies. They all go to St. Andrew's, and they are used, all these potatoes are used in soup kitchens. They're involved with a lot of hunger programs throughout the United States. It isn't in just one state. It's throughout the United States. So thank you for that. Let us quiet our minds and prepare our hearts for worship. If you're joining us on the radio, welcome to the Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, and share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go, make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Platt will be bringing our message this morning. I am Suzanne Hickson, and I will be your worship leader. We will begin our service with two praise songs. Lord, lift up your name on high, and oh, how he loves you and me. Thank you. Please join me in the call to worship. Everyone who believes in Christ will have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die, but have eternal life. The light has come into the world, but people love the darkness rather than the light. Those who do what is true come to the light in order that the light may show what he did was in obedience to God. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, you who are the source of all truth, wisdom, justice, and love, lead us through this time of worship, throughout this day of service to you. Help us constantly to rest our life upon the eternal foundations of your love and presence. Save us from haste and confusion, from wrongful desire, and the net of evil. Through the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, enlighten, instruct, and guide us all the day long. In the name of Jesus, amen. To God be the glory. May be seated. No, we don't have any children here, but we do have children that listen on the air. So this morning I'm going to talk about God's love. And if you're at home and can quickly get a measuring cup from the kitchen, you can go do that. And I've got a measuring tape here and a watch. So let's talk about these three things. You know, when we make cookies, now I don't make cookies very often, maybe once in a while. But for those of you who bake cookies, you usually use a measuring cup. You put the flour and the sugar or whatever ingredients you need. So you need a measuring cup. So I have a measuring cup here. But in Psalms 23, it says, "Our cup overfloweth." What does our cup overflow with? It overflows with the love of God. So I don't think we can measure how much love God can give you, because we can't measure with this measuring cup, can we, if our cup overflows, right? Then there's some people that build. When they build, they have to have a measuring tape, and they take out their measuring tape, and they look to see how long and how wide, how tall it's going to be, right? All right, go back in. Not going to do that today. But if we're using our measuring tape, it says in some scriptures that God's love is higher than the heavens. So if we take this measuring tape that doesn't want to go back in, can we measure all the way up to heaven? You guys are all children of God. You can answer.
No.
No, we can't do that, can we? So I guess we can't measure God's love with a measuring tape. And it looks like this one wouldn't work anyway, right? I have a watch. Now, mine's a Fitbit watch, so it's not quite the same as a normal dial watch. But we got a clock up here. But in the scripture, it says to us that God's love is everlasting. It's eternal. So can we measure it by the clock or our watches, how much God's love is? We can't do that, can we? Because the clock only goes 12 hours. Our watches only go 12 hours. But God's love is eternal. It's everlasting. So boys and girls, I want you to understand how much God loves you. God loves you more than a cup. It's overflowing with his love. God loves you as high as the heavens. It's so large. And God loves you eternally, everlasting. We can never measure how much God loves us. But I want you to know that God loves you so much. Now, there's not kids here in the service today, so I'm going to have the adults do this with me, because pretty soon we're going to sing Jesus Loves Me, and there's a chorus about Jesus Loves Me that has hand signals. And so I'm going to tell you, so those of kids at home, when we come to that song and we come to the chorus, you can join in. So we have our fist. Make a fist, boys and girls. And you have your fist. And when it comes to the chorus of saying yes, this is yes, yes. So then put your hands out and get your middle fingers out. And you're going to go, Jesus. You're going to touch the one hand with your middle finger, then go back to the other hand with your middle finger as representing Jesus. Jesus. So yes, Jesus. What's he do? He loves us. So you cross your arms, but you don't with, you open your hand. You have to have your fist closed. That is love. Loves. Jesus loves. And then point to yourself, me. So let's put it all together. Yes, Jesus loves me. And then it goes on, this I know, for the Bible, open your hands, put them together and open your hands up like a book. A Bible tells me so. So when we come to that, I'm going to ask that you join in with hand signals on Jesus Loves Me. And I hope, boys and girls, that you can do that at home. Let's pray. Oh God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us. What greater love has he for us. May we love one another. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen.
Our call to worship this morning is from chapter 107, verses 1 through 3 and 17 through 22. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell his story. Those who redeemed from the land of the foe, those he gathered from the lands, from the east and the west and the north and the south. Some became fools through their rebellious ways and suffered affliction because of their inequities. They loathed all the food and drew near the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word, and he healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of his works with songs of joy. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Thank you, Suzanne. You know, it's great to hear the beginning and ending of Psalms. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. So we pray this morning, we're praying for Liberty Lanes. Some of us in the Bible study were talking on Wednesday that when we list a community business and we're praying for them, that maybe we should be adding something to that, like going to Liberty Lanes or sending them a card, but it's nice to have a visit to them to say, just want you to know that we're praying for you. So I hope in the near future, maybe even starting today, we can begin to give thanks, and it's not going to all be me. I'm hoping that if you know that business real well, that maybe you will be the one to go to that business and personally say, we just want you to know we're thinking about you. We're praying for you. Let's remember our prayer requests that have been added and those that are quiet in our hearts, and let us go to our Lord in prayer. Most holy and gracious God, it's incredible how much your love is for us. How we can turn to you and see the light. So many times our life feels dark, gloomy, like evil surrounds us with financial issues, with health issues, with death, with job loss, with racism, and the list goes on. Lord, we pray that today we can recognize the goodness that you have for us, the love that you have for us, the light that you give, the hope for everlasting eternal life. And so, Lord, as we come before you, you know what's on our hearts and in our minds. And we ask, Lord, that you hear us and have mercy on us. And that as a church, we can improve our witnessing of your love to others. That we can improve reaching out and touching others. To be able to share with them how much you care and how much you love. Lord, I pray that we can be a church that is known for loving others. That we're known for sharing the word of God, that Jesus died for us, that we can believe in him and trust him, we may follow and be obedient, and that others will know you because we've shared that word. We pray, Lord, that we will be known as a church of hope, of truth, not of gossip, not of sadness or irritability, not of anger, but that we can be a people that know and believe in you. So as we come and worship you this day and every day of our lives, we pray, Lord, that you will continue to fill us with your mighty Holy Spirit, that we can go and do your will, that we can be faithful to you as you're faithful to us, for your love endures forever. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Here comes our song, Jesus Loves Me. You can stand as you're able. You did a great job. You can sit down. Wasn't that kind of fun? Okay, was it fun? All right, good. We're going to read out of the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. It's a strange place to start, but here we go. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they've not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Kevin, I'm going to have you turn back to the very first part of the reading. There. Thank you. Just leave it there for a little bit. Thanks. Have you guessed what the theme is of the day?
Snakes.
I know, I read that part and went, ugh. I'm not a lover of snakes by any means. But we're going to go back a little bit further. Because this started in an odd spot. We have to go back and get the concept of what it's actually talking about when it begins there with the snakes. Nicodemus was one that was fearful of going and meeting Jesus out in public in the light of day. And so he went to see Jesus at night to ask him questions because he had been hearing the word and wondering, but he didn't dare be seen with Jesus, for he may suffer the consequences, be persecuted. So Nicodemus sneaks to meet Jesus in the night. And oddly enough, this week in one of my devotions that I read in the morning, this person that was writing the article or the devotion had said that she'd been at an art place where she saw a painting of Nicodemus with Jesus, and Jesus was all lit up. He was the light in the darkness. So in the verses before, Jesus replies, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." What? So of course Nicodemus asks, how can someone be born? Can they be put back in their mother's womb? Absolutely not. We know that. So Jesus answers, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh." We were born from our mother's womb. Flesh gives birth to flesh. But the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit. When we accept Jesus Christ and when we've been baptized, that Holy Spirit is upon us. That we become Christ's child. Child of the family of God. So Jesus continues to reply, "You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind flows wherever it pleases, and you hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." We cannot see that Spirit. We cannot touch that Spirit, can we? But some people will not believe. And especially in that day and in that culture, they may have snakes that come and attack them. And so that's where the snakes come in. And Moses would lift high his staff with a little bronze metal snake on the top. And if they were bitten, then they would live as he raised his staff up. But if he didn't raise his staff up, they may die. They needed to believe. And so Jesus leads into this scripture with, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." How many of us have heard that most of our life, learned it as a child, right? So I'm going to have you go. If you can see the verse 16, you probably know it by heart. Let's say it together. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." There's a word in there, believe. To believe is to put our trust and confidence in Jesus Christ, in our Lord God. That we know that he is going to take care of us. God loves us so much, he gave up his son to die for us, for our sins, for our hope, for us to have everlasting life, to have eternity. That love cannot be measured, can it? And he did it for all people. People that we may disagree with. People that we may not like. People that are different than us. God loves all. And he especially loves you. I want you to hear that. With the presence of Jesus Christ, there seems to be the light. We see pictures of light around Christ. We hear of the light when we die and we go towards heaven. We hear those stories. Light, Jesus, we read, is the light. Light against the darkness. Evil versus the truth. Faith versus unbelief. I wrote a quote down from a commentary I want to read to you. "The lesson maintains that belief is the absolutely necessary condition for experiencing saving grace." The lesson from this scripture maintains that belief is absolutely necessary for experiencing saving grace. We need to believe. We need to put Jesus Christ in the focus of our life, right in the very center of it, and turn to him in all things. And I thought about this week, where we prayed for a girl last week because she was missing. Who I'm sure felt like she was in the dark world and couldn't see the light. And she took her own life. Yesterday, Jim and I met with his daughter, Abby. And as we sat and talked with her for a little bit, she said, "You know, suicide rate is up in this COVID time, especially with young people, but with others. People are having a hard time coping with the darkness they feel around us. What if they knew about this scripture? What if we shared the light with them? Would it make a difference? Maybe they have heard it. And they still struggle. They just can't seem to get past the darkness. I want to share on this day, if anything else, that you realize, especially those that are listening on the radio, that maybe even contemplating taking their own life, that there is God's love in this world, and he loves you. And there is hope. I can understand after a year of not maybe having a job. I struggle just not having the breath for months, much less others that are so much worse than me. And how they may feel down. So we have to turn to this verse, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Hope. God's love, we can't measure, we can't even imagine, we can't even fathom how large that is. But many people can't hear that. They don't know that. They haven't experienced that. It's part of our responsibility. It's part of our duty as a Christian, be able to share the love of Christ with others. To be able to share that he loves them no matter who they are, what they've done. Because God sent his Son to die for them, for you and I. I thought about how last week I talked about Adam Hamilton's book, In the Walk. How do we come into worship? Do we come and worship with joy in our heart? Or do we come and worship with all the things that are on our mind? What am I going to eat today? Where are we going to go for lunch? What do I have this afternoon? What is my work? Is the pastor ever going to get done? Da-da-da-da, right? I know there's some of you probably looking at your watch. Is she ever going to get done? But this week, we talked in his book in the study about serving. And I thought about this scripture, if God loves us so much that we can't measure it, we can't fathom it, that he gave us his Son to die. Not just to be seen, but to die for us and then be glorified. To give us the hope, to give us the light. And to serve him. Serve our Lord is really nothing, is it? After all that he's done for us. So I know we've used the hands before, saying thank you in the morning when you wake up, and the breakfast, lunch, dinner, and evening, your five fingers. Well, this week Adam says with our five fingers, are there five things that we can do to serve others as we serve our Lord? Five things in a week. Being kind to somebody. Calling on them. Sending a card. It's hard to visit, but send them a card, a phone call. Reaching out and putting your pennies in so that we can collect more potatoes for food pantries, for food banks, for soup kitchens. Is that a lot to ask for? Five things. How many hours in a day? 24 times 7 is what?
A lot.
Can we not do something for someone else? I had someone this week say, I just want to take somebody to the new, is it called the well? I don't drink coffee, but the well. Just to show some support. Is that a lot? That may make a difference between somebody committing suicide and somebody having some hope. This really hit me this week. And I'm getting some flyers. I have some flyers. There's some dates that are coming up, and I'll be getting them in the Nick's newsletter. Suicide prevention. And I pray that you will participate, because it is crucial in this time and in this day, unfortunately. And it doesn't just mean for teenagers. You talk with funeral homes, and it's adults as well, that can't cope, that have no hope. They're struggling. Now, we may think we're struggling, right? I feel like at times I'm struggling, right? Things aren't back to normal. Maybe they're not supposed to be back to normal. Have we thought about that? Can we do more ministry to reach out to others? Because it's not normal? Christians, people of the church, God's children, are to love one another, but they're to share that love with others. Are we doing that? Are we reaching out and helping others? I know tomorrow's the backpack program, and some of you are helping out at the school with the backpack program so kids can have meals. There's food pantries that are listed and coming up. I haven't been able to take people, but maybe you could take some people. You can call me and let me know, hey, I'd be glad to be a driver and pick up food. There's all kinds of ways that we can help. We're praying for who this week in our business? Liberty Lanes. Who wants to go to Liberty Lanes and say, you know, Sandusky First United Methodist Church is praying for you? Who wants to take next week's business? Five things that we can do to serve. I'm going to ask that you start writing down your five things. Don't need to show me. I want you to see what you are doing. Maybe you're doing five in a day. Yay. Maybe you're not doing all five in a week. I pray that even as you listen, just because you're not in the pew here, I'm going to ask that you don't get away with this. I want you to write down five things that you can do to help serve the Lord this week. And we serve the Lord with a joyful heart. Why? Because God loves us. If you don't hear anything else in this service today, I want you to hear this. Say it with me. God loves us. Let's pray. Lord God, you're the only one that can save us through your Lord Jesus Christ, your Son. We thank you for your love that you pour out for us. Help us to believe and help our unbelief. And help us to share that others may have hope and see the light. In the name of our risen Christ. Amen. Our offering has been at the back. If you have not put it in, the ushers are going to bring it forward. You can always bring it up to the front. Please stand for our doxology. Holy God, we thank you for your Son that you gave out of your love for us, that his life was given for the love for us. And so bless these gifts that they may be used to let others know how much you love them. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Closing song is Grace Greater Than Our Sin. When we start our service, we bring the light of Christ into the church so that Christ's presence is with us in the entire worship service. And when we close our worship, we take the light of Christ out so that when you go out, The light is before you. And I pray that as the light is before you, that you will go and follow the light and share that light with others. How much God loves you and all his people. So go forth in the light. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.